John Stephen at large in 10, 10, 10, 10. Ladies and gentlemen, John Stephen. Hey everybody, John Stephen. Did you dig that special effect, that echo 10, 10, 10? That was a little something we came up with to enhance the production value of the show as we continue to steamroll, to jettison, to foray into this universe of podcasting. And last I looked, there are only 1,675,000 other podcasts to choose from. So we're in good company. Anyway, thank you for listening, because there are so many choices. There are 500 million minutes of video loaded to YouTube every minute, which is, Google that. I am not exaggerating. There is an astronomical amount of content being uploaded to YouTube every single minute. Every minute. Google, how many minutes of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute? You'll be astounded at how much there is. And same thing in the podcast world. Anybody could take their smartphone, load the Anchor app, and record a podcast and upload it, and boom, it's out there. And it's, this podcast is on multiple platforms now, and people can run across it and go, what am I going to do? There's so many choices. Hey, John Stephen at large in 10? Or do I pick the 72,000 other John Stephens that are out there? Such a dilemma. I lost my point. So I'm going to get on track, and in the last 8 minutes or so, talk about the subject of this podcast, which is control. I have a pet peeve. I do not like it when people make a blanket assertion that the press controls everything, the media, or religion controls everything, or controls people in general. Now, in some cases, it's true that in a cult scenario, there is definitely control going on. There are manipulative leaders that lead cults, not a cult, C-O-L-T, but a C-U-L-T, just had to clarify, that lead cults and manipulate people and control them to do their every whim. And that's horrible. Those cults have given religion, bona fide churches, a bad name connotation. I belong to two churches, and neither one of them control me. I know for a fact that that's true, because I have walked out the door and not gone back many times, and not one person has said, turned on the tractor beam and pushed a button and tugged on my on the chip or enacted the microchip in my head, or even psychologically manipulated me into coming back. That has not happened, and I've been around a long time. On the media side, I pick and choose what I read. I look to read both sides, because there are left-leaning and right-leaning media apps, papers, magazines, and all that. But I do not in any way feel manipulated or controlled, because I choose not to be. I choose to be a part of churches that are open and that I see do not manipulate people. I choose to look at periodicals, newspapers, news apps that do not seek to control me, in my opinion. I see, when I look at the New York Times, for example, I think New York Times is a fantastic paper. I don't think it's a failing paper at all. I think it's a great paper, because they have well-researched articles, and they often scoop the other papers by coming up with an inside and exclusive view because they work at it. So, how did the New York Times control me? How? How is the New York Times controlling the masses? Most people, well, let me put it this way. Only a few relative to the 320 million whatever so people in the United States have even have a subscription to the New York Times. Now, some of their articles do permeate through other news services. That's true. But if a person can think for themselves, and I mean when a person thinks for themselves, they just read and let it slide off. How is a person being manipulated to the level of a cult by reading a newspaper? And that makes no sense to me. Zero sense. I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. Am I naive and gullible? Am I actually in a cult that believes that the New York Times is harmless? I'm just asking a question. I don't have the answer. So the point is, the blanket from, and let's talk about politics, which some people are so out of control. People believe, they explain away Biden got elected because the media controls the masses and they're pulling his strings. We have great science fiction writers in this country. They make up stories, science fiction stories, about control. And then let's go to the other side, the left, saying Fox News controls the masses. Really? Seriously? With their 3 or 4 million people that watch it out of the 300 plus million people in this country? Is that really happening? In some cases, when someone is gullible and somebody's naive, somebody is susceptible to cult-like leaders, yes, okay, I'll go with that. And you see, like, the kooks that went into the Capitol. Yeah, I guess those are examples of people that can be controlled because they have an opening that lets in whatever. It could be anything, though. It could be not just media or religion. It could be other. It could be drug addiction. It can be food addiction. It can be whatever that person clicks with that fills their gap because they are not fulfilled. They are not happy generally. And they need a coping mechanism, so they latch on to what is presented to them. So, in my last minute, I will summarize. I do not think that means that the press or religion is controlling the masses. Sorry, who said it? Karl Marx? Religion is the opium of the masses? Something like that. I think in general, the media in this country presents us with many options. I think religion in this country presents us with many options. And there's a separation of church and state. So please, get off your high horse, and I will mine, and stop making the blanket statement that religion or the press controls the masses. It's not true. It's not true. Think for yourself a second. Separate yourself from those blanket assertions. Think. This is John Stephen in 10, signing off episode 555.